One of my first images of the patient working scientist was not someone in a lab coat taking down data and working with a room-sized computer measuring the speed of neutron collisions. No, she was the quiet patient naturalist in a khaki jacket watching animals in the wild and recording her observations in a simple notebook. Jane Goodall, the name is inseparable from the chimpanzees she has studied for a half century to see if their behaviors could give us insights into the ways of humans. In 1977, she founded the Jane Goodall Institute to study all kinds of primates. Her face and character today are so recognizable that she is a natural for the Disney Nature Ambassador Program. Disney helps support Goodall's research, while Goodall appears in films for kids on animals and their disappearing habitats. This newest film, Monkey Kingdom, is the story of Maya, a low-ranking macaque being bullied by some higher-ranking females who are making life miserable for Maya, and especially for Maya's son, Kip.
Welcome to the world, Kip. Maya is consumed by unconditional love. She is lost in her infant.
That's Tina Fey, narrator of Monkey Kingdom, which is in theaters this Friday. Goodall says that the temptation to make animals into little Disney characters can never overwhelm the truth that animals must always be understood on their own terms.
The actual filming is authentic. The commentary, everybody knows animals don't speak. So far as I'm concerned, it just makes the film more appealing to kids. And I have no criticism of that at all. I think these Disney nature films are great.
What do you think they thought of you?
The big advantage was that those monkeys in the film had already been studied by a scientist for 40 years. And so when the team arrived, they were able to kind of piggyback on that and find out where were the monkeys who were most used to people, the easiest to find, who did have interactions with the cities outside, and a picturesque place. So they found all those things. But then what was so amazing is they wanted to show the tough life of a low-ranking female, which is because there's a caste system.
Yeah.
And so they picked a monkey who was easily identifiable with marks on her nose and beautiful haircut. And how could they possibly have predicted that a whole story would grow out of that over the 3 years it took them to make the film? It was magical.
Were you wary of these filmmakers trying to impose a narrative when there was none there?
No, they didn't impose anything. I know this team well. They worked on chimpanzee and bears for Disney Nature as well. They're just wonderful people. And being there 3 years, they get to know the individuals. They know their personalities. They know exactly what to film that will demonstrate the personalities they've come to know and the subtle interactions between the different individuals in the troupe.
Mm. What's the difference between a macaque and a chimp and all these various terms?
Chimpanzees, gorillas, orangutans are the great apes.
Right.
We are a great ape too. Biologically, we are apes.
Glad to hear that.
The macaques are monkeys. So you get macaques and baboons. They're all old world. And then you get all the other monkeys.
And this story in this latest film is about a macaque. Right?
Yes, a troop of toque macaques, toque being the hairstyle,
right.
In Sri Lanka, which I love because I've never been to Sri Lanka before. And with the setting on this 1,000-year-old ruins of an old kingdom where the monkeys have made their home on a temple, it was just lovely.
Now, were you rooting for Maya in this film?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
totally. So no objectivity, throw that right out the window.
Throw it out of the window. I mean, Maya, hopefully everybody watching will empathize with Maya as she tries to struggle out of this horrible low-ranking position where the three, I call them the ugly sisters, they call it the sisterhood, these three top-ranking females, they look ugly, they've got red faces, and they're so mean to the low-ranking females, taking their babies away to play with, and the mother doesn't dare get the baby back. Well, she does in the end, but But then you see things like, imagine monkeys swimming underwater, filmed underwater, looking like otters. And they also climb up into the tree, the younger ones, about 20 foot up. and jump down. And then big splash, climb up, jump down again. They're just having fun, like a bunch of kids.
Having fun, but also unwilling, at least in Maya's case, to accept defeat, to accept no one could say no to her.
No, well, Maya was really lucky, because what happened is a handsome young male, Kumar, came in from another troop, which is, you know, then the alpha male of Maya's troop is going to drive him out. But before that happens, he has a little secret liaison with Maya, which gets her pregnant. Then he's driven out. Maya remains low-ranking, but then Kumar comes back and forms alliances and drives out the top-ranking male and gets to a high position in the hierarchy. And that automatically means that he will support Maya and she can move up, which is rare. So this just happened in the film.
A scandal worthy of the royals.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But wonderful. Yes. I mean, you know, the whole thing, and it's so picturesque with the ruins and the interactions with other animals, playing with the village dogs, a lot of village dogs around the place, because it's a Buddhist society. So monkeys and dogs are not persecuted. And then interact with people. They go and raid a birthday party. And the kids watching this movie will love that scene.
There's something classic about these stories, about your stories, about the finding of the patience to find a community of monkeys. What do you think it says to the rest of humanity, your work?
Well, I think, you know, if you don't have the patience and you don't have the passion, you'll never do the kind of work that I and others do. And so because we have that, gifts, if you like, we can then share with other people. And hopefully people will leave this film feeling, yes, of course animals have personalities and minds and feelings. And of course we should treat them with more respect. And of course we should understand we're part of the animal kingdom and not separated from them.
Jane Goodall, thank you so much for this time. It's been just an absolute delight talking to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Jane Goodall is the founder of the Jane Goodall Institute, protecting chimpanzees in their habitats. She's also a UN and Disney Nature Ambassador. We'll have an extended version of this interview on our Weekender podcast, which is a chance to get more in-depth, hear longer interviews on the program. It's out on Saturday, and you can get it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.